Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we are so glad you joined us today. Today's topic is travel, and the title of today's show is Train Trips. Train Trips. Anna, do you like to go on train trips?
I do, Peter. I love to travel, especially by train. Hi, everyone. My name is Anna, and today I'm here to help you practice English.
That's right. We're both here to help you learn, and the best way to get started is reading. Here's Anna with today's Read It.
Rob is taking a short train trip. It is a dinner train. He rides on a train. They serve him a nice dinner. It sounds fancy. Taylor doesn't ride trains very often. They are not convenient. Susie agrees. Most trains are too slow. She usually drives to places.
Thank you, Anna. Well, today we have a travel lesson. These are so much fun.
That's right. I love traveling, and it's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, me too. Why do you like to travel?
Well, I get to see new things. It gives me time to think and learn different things.
That's right. You get to try new foods, and traveling with friends is also a lot of fun. And traveling on a train, let me tell you, is really cool.
Rob thinks so too. Well, friends, it's time to get started. Here's Christina with today's keywords.
今天的主题是 a train trip, 搭火车出游。Rob is taking a short train trip. Rob 要去一趟短程的火车之旅。形容词 short 就是短的。这次的火车是很特别的餐车。It's a dinner train. Rob 搭的火车将提供很棒的餐点。搭乘的动词是 ride. Rob will ride on a dinner train.坐餐车出游是不是听起来很高档又别致呢？形容词 fancy 就是用来描述高档别致的事物。Alex 就说 It sounds fancy. Taylor 觉得美国的火车不方便，所以他不太会去搭火车。他说 They are not very convenient. 形容词 convenient 就是方便的。Susie 也说美国的火车大部分都很慢。Trains around here are slow.形容词 slow 就是慢的。
Do you like trains, Susie?
They're okay. Why?
I'm going on a train trip.
A train trip? Where are you going? When is it?
Tonight. But the trip is short. I'm going on a dinner train.
A dinner train? What's that?
You ride on a train and have a nice dinner.
That sounds fun.
In this lesson, we will talk about trains, and trains are so much fun. Have you ever been on a train?
I have, Peter, so many times. If you like to travel, riding on a train is a great way to do it. But what are some other ways you can travel?
You can drive in a car. That's called a road trip. Lots of people drive cars to new places. That's a fun way to travel.
That's true. You can drive in a car with your friends and listen to some really good music.
You're right. You can also travel by plane, too. That's when you fly in an airplane.
And if you have to travel a really long way,Or travel over the ocean, take an airplane. It's really convenient and fast. We call that a plane trip.
But today, friends, we are talking about a train trip. Rob is going on a train trip. So he will take a train somewhere fun.
We've talked about road trips, plane trips, and train trips.Let's find out more about these phrases with Christina. Here she is.
Ralph 宣布他要搭火车出去玩咯。他说 I'm going on a train trip. 他说的搭火车出游就是 a train trip. 我们借此机会来学学其他旅游方式该怎么说。首先很多人都是搭游览车或是客运出去玩的。你可以说 I'm going on a bus trip to New York. 搭巴士到纽约去玩。那如果你是搭船出海去玩，这也很不错吧。She is taking a boat trip. 再来，开车长途旅游的人该怎么说呢？ They are going on a road trip. 开车旅行是在公路上，所以是 a road trip. 这些不同的游玩方式，你会选哪一种呢？为什么呢？请你用英文说说看吧。
Thank you, Christina. So Rob is going on a train trip, and it's tonight. How long is this trip, Anna?
It's a short trip. If you use the word short when you're talking about time, that means you won't have to spend a long time doing something.
So if you have a short class, it won't be very long.But you also sometimes use short to talk about people, too.
Right. For example, I'm not short, and Peter isn't short either. We're both tall, not short.
And we are short on teaching time, so we need to go to Conversation B very soon.
That's right. We have more to learn in Conversation B. Rob is taking a very special kind of train.Let's find out more about it. Rob is taking a train trip.
Really?
What kind of train is he taking?
He's taking a dinner train.
What's that?
They serve you dinner on a train. You can also watch the scenery.
Wow, it sounds fancy.How long is the trip?
It's about 3 hours.
Is the food good?
I don't know. We can ask Rob tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're learning about Rob's train trip. He's taking a short train trip tonight. It will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, train trips are always a lot of fun. It's a great way to travel. You can spend a lot of time looking out the window and see cool things as they pass by.
That's true. Well, Alex asks an important question in Conversation B. What kind of train is he taking?
So, what kind of train will Rob ride on? That's another way to ask the question.And he's taking a dinner train. He's going to ride on a dinner train.
Wow, a dinner train? That's interesting. Rob is taking a dinner train. That's a sentence that Christina wants to talk to you all about.
Taylor 说 Rob 要搭乘的是可以供餐的火车。He is taking a dinner train.请注意一下本句的动词 take， 通常要表达搭乘某一种交通工具的时候，都可以用动词 take。比如说 ，Let's take a bus today， 我们今天搭公车吧。或者 ，You can take a taxi to the airport， 你可以搭计程车到机场去。这些都是用动词 take， 而除了用 take 来表达之外，也可以用介系词 by。它的用法是这样子的，你可以说 We go to school by bus， 我搭公车上学，或者 They went to the airport by taxi， 他们搭计程车到机场去。这两种说法你都可以练习一下。
Thank you, Christina. So I have a question. What do you do on a dinner train?
Well, Rob explains what a dinner train is.He says they serve you dinner on the train, and you can eat dinner while you're riding. You can watch the beautiful scenery out the window.
That's right. Do you like to look out the window and see the scenery as you travel, friends? Anna, what is the most beautiful scenery you have seen?
Wow, that's a hard choice, Peter. I've seen a lot of beautiful scenery. I think the mountains are very beautiful. What about you, Peter?
I have to agree. I'm from Colorado, and we have beautiful mountains. They're called the Rocky Mountains.
Well, friends, Alex wants to know if the food on the train is good. And that's our grammar point today. So let's learn from Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, everyone. If you want to ask someone if something is good, you can use this grammar point. Is the noun good? For example, is the school good? Or is the weather good? Don't forget to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Wow, food on the train. That's fancy. Fancy is another word for nice or expensive. Everyone, do you like fancy things? You can think about that on our break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back from the break. Now, friends, we're talking about a special train today. They serve dinner, and not just any dinner. There's plates, knives, forks. This is a really fancy train.
That's right, and Rob is really excited about the trip. Well, friends, let's move on. Here's our last conversation. Let's find out what happens and if Rob enjoys his dinner train trip.
Do you ever ride trains, Taylor?
I don't ride them often. They're not very convenient.
I know. Trains around here are slow. I usually drive.
Me too.
But a dinner train sounds fun. You can eat and watch the scenery.
Yes, and you can just enjoy the ride.
Welcome back, everyone. So far today, we've learned a lot about trains and a fancy dinner on a special train.
That's right. But do you think traveling by train is convenient? Well, sometimes it is. But trains can also take a long time to get from one place to another.
Taking a train can even be slower than driving a car. Trains make a lot of stops. When they stop, they pick up more customers.
Right. People get on the train when it stops, and other people get off the train. So what does Taylor think of trains, Peter?
Well, she doesn't ride them often. She doesn't think they're convenient. What does that word convenient mean?
Well, we talk about this word a lot. Convenient means easy or quick. Sometimes taking a train is convenient because you don't have to drive and focus on the road.
But other times taking the train isn't convenient at all. It's slow or it makes a lot of stops, like we talked about earlier.
Exactly. So, friends, what about you? Do you think taking a train is convenient? How about you, Peter?
Sure, they're convenient. But I usually drive, and that's today's
calendar phrase.
I usually drive.
I usually drive.
我通常会开车.
How do you get to work?
I usually drive.
How do you get to church?
I usually drive.
How do you get to the mall?
I usually drive.
Good. Can you take me with you?
I usually do. I usually drive.
I usually drive.
我通常会开车.
Trains around where our friends live are kind of slow, so Susie and Taylor both prefer to drive. How do you usually travel, friends?
Yeah, do you like to take train trips or plane trips or taking a road trip? All those ways are really fun.
That's true. I usually prefer to ride on a plane, especially if I'm going a long way away.
That's true. Everything in America is very far apart, so usually you take a plane.
Or you can have a very long road trip. Those can be a little long, but also very fun.
That's right. Well, friends, we've learned a lot today so far. Now it's time for us to review. Here's our key words. Say them with us.
Here's our first key word of the day. Short. Short. The movie was very short.
Ride. Ride. Do you ride on the bus every day?
Fancy. Fancy. Your dress looks very fancy.
Convenient. Convenient. The MRT is very convenient.
Slow. Slow. You are too slow. Hurry up. Okay, friends, can you practice those keywords today? Well, it's time to watch our conversations one more time. Here we go.
Do you like trains, Susie?
They're okay. Why?
I'm going on a train trip.
A train trip? Where are you going? When is it?
Tonight, but the trip is short. I'm going on a dinner train.
A dinner train? What's that?
You ride on a train and have a nice dinner.
That sounds fun.
Rob is taking a train trip.
Really? What kind of train is he taking?
He's taking a dinner train.
What's that?
They serve you dinner on a train. You can also watch the scenery.
Wow, it sounds fancy. How long is the trip?
It's about 3 hours.
Is the food good?
I don't know. We can ask Rob tomorrow.
Do you ever ride trains, Taylor?
I don't ride them often. They're not very convenient.
I know. Trains around here are slow. I usually drive.
Me too.
But a dinner train sounds fun. You can eat and watch the scenery.
Yes, and you can just enjoy the ride.
Woo woo!
Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm going on a train, Monkey Man. I'm going on a train. Woo woo!
You're going on a train.
Well, yeah.
Where are you going?
Well, can you guess?
Are you going to California?
No!
Are you going to Seattle?
No! Guess again, Monkey Man.
Are you going to New York?
No! You give up?
Yes, I give up. Where are you going?
I'm going to dinner.
Dinner? On a train?
Yeah, it's going to be great! Woo woo! Woo!
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about high-speed trains. Please help me welcome my guest, Ms. Rayla Way.
Hello, Rob.
Rayla, it's great to have you here.
Thank you, it's wonderful to be here.
Rayla, I have a question today from Zach Lee of Tokyo, Japan. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Zach writes, Many countries have high-speed rail systems. People often talk about the speed of the trains. Can you teach me to talk about speed in English?
That's a wonderful question. Thanks for asking, Zach.
So, Rayla, how do we talk about speed in English?
One word we use when we talk about the speed of something is per. P-E-R.
What does the word per mean?
The word per means for every. So when we talk about speed, we often talk about how many miles or kilometers something can travel per hour.
Yes, so we say miles per hour or kilometers per hour.
Exactly. High-speed trains can travel at 200 kilometers per hour or more.
Wow, that's really fast. That means these trains travel 200 kilometers each hour or more.
Exactly. We often use these phrases when we talk about the speed limits as well.
Right. So you might see a sign that says the speed limit is 60 kilometers per hour. That means you shouldn't drive faster than 60 kilometers per hour.
Oh, Rob, you're very good at this. Now, one other thing. When we write kilometers per hour or miles per hour, people might write KPH or MPH.
So we might see someone write that a train can go 200 KPH?
Exactly.
I got it. Thanks for your help, Rayla. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks so much for joining us today, everyone. What was your favorite part of the show? Do you like travel lessons?
I love travel lessons, Peter. I love traveling. It's a fun way to see the world. And there's so many ways to travel.
That's right. You can fly in a plane. You can see everything and it looks so tiny.
That's right. Or you can take a train and go slowly and watch the scenery outside your window.
And you should take a dinner train so then you can eat a fancy dinner. Ooh, what about a road trip?
That sounds like fun, too. Peter, maybe we can take a road trip.
Hey, that's a great idea. We can stop at the gas station and get some snacks.
This will be a lot of fun. Well, friends, we're out of time, but we're so glad that you joined us today. Please come back tomorrow for another lesson right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye! Goodbye.